You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Face Truth, Bold Face Live. We turn it over to intern Nick, who is in for Hoff. What do you have for us today, intern Nick?
All right, guys. Talking baseball all morning so far. Keep it baseball for the first one. We'll start with BT. Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. The Yankees will trade either Spencer Jones or George Lombard at the deadline.
That's a bold face lie. I don't think they're not. There's no way in hell they're trading Lombard. That's not happening. And I think that they view Jones as a piece next year because I don't think Grisham's on the team. I'll put it this way. I don't think that both Grisham and Bellinger are back on the team. So I'm going to say bald-faced lie. Lombard's the jewel of the system. He ain't moving. I'm saying no on Jones. Bald-faced lie.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. See ya, Spencer Jones. Bye-bye. The Yankees know he's not good enough. They built him back up a little bit here. Maybe his value is returning somewhat. You're going to have to give to get. The Yankees are going to be aggressive at this trade deadline. While I agree with you with Lombard, I mean, I don't know what Lombard's going to be, but we know the Yankees prospect hoard, and all these guys that they think could turn out to studs, they usually don't turn out to studs, but Lombard's going to be the next, just like Dominguez and just like Gary Sanchez and Volpe and on and on and on. Spencer Jones, though, I think they will trade because you're going to have to give up something to get something. So bald-faced truth, they will trade Spencer Jones. All right, what else you have for us, intern Nick?
Could I follow up first with something for BT?
Yep.
Calling bald-faced lie. If Cleveland calls and says, we'll give you J-Ram, just keeping it basic.
That's a great follow-up.
J-Ram for Spencer Jones.
Yeah, I'm happy you bring that up. Now, by the way, I'm answering this from their position. You asked me bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Well, the Yankees.
Right.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Will BT trade Spencer Jones for Ramirez? Yeah. You bet your ass.
Well, what if they
I'm
want
still not giving up Lombard.
Well, yeah, what if they want Lombard for Ramirez?
Spencer Jones,
come on.
That's as tough.
You wouldn't trade him for Corbin Burns. Now you can't get anything for
him. Well, this out will be Spencer Jones plus,
Understood.
Other top tens.
Understood, but, let's say the Guardians say, we really don't want to deal with Ramirez, but we like Lombard.
I can't give up Lombard.
For Ramirez?
I can't. I wish you. Ramirez too old. He's 31, 32 years old. I can't. Lombard's 19.
He could be winning a championship.
Lombard's 19, man. Right, he won a championship with this starting staff and this bullpen. You better do a lot of other stuff.
He said this years ago with Volpe and a year ago with Jones. Oh, man. See ya. Lombard, let you go. Go get Ramirez in here. All right. That was a good follow-up. What do you got for us, intern Nick?
Nick with the instincts. Yeah, boy.
Hoff who?
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good.
All right, well, go with you, Sal, on this one. Yeah. Switch it up to basketball. Obviously, Mike Brown's talking today for the first time as Knick head coach. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Mike Brown, in his Knicks tenure, will finish with more playoff wins than Tom Thibodeau had in his tenure with the Knicks.
Love it. Bald-faced lie. Absolute bald-faced lie. Mike Brown has not accomplished squat as far as it goes, as winning a championship and all that stuff. I don't want to hear it that he's a great postseason coach, a great head coach. Mike Brown has not gotten out of the first round since 2012. So am I supposed to believe, A, that he's going to be better than Tibbs was in the postseason, and B, be given the wiggle room or the runway to accomplish that? I do not. So I'm going to say that's a bold-faced lie. No way Brown has more postseason wins than Tibbs.
That's a tricky move, that thing that you inserted at the end there, because now I kind of lose the ability to smack back there, because when you say the length matters here, and because he better win the championship within the first 2 years and at least get to the finals in year one or whatever it is, we know it's a short rope is what I'm saying. He might not have the amount of time to actually accrue those wins. That's a good job by you. However, my answer is still bald-faced truth. You know why? Because he's a better coach than Tom Thibodeau. Nobody wants to admit it. I mean, let's not let some of the facts get in the way. More, like, better career winning percentage. I know he had LeBron. I get that. Better career with him. Better career postseason winning him. Like, the numbers are the numbers. And, yeah, it's been a little bit of a minute because he's been an assistant. But I also value the resuscitation of and this applies to Tibbs as well, moribund franchises. It's not my fault that the Sacramento Kings were a bunch of idiots. Everybody's like, well, he got fired by the Kings. Yeah, but I think he was like 13 and 16 when he got fired this year. But look what he did the previous 2 years. What he did with them was equivalent or actually slightly better than what Tom Thibodeau did when he first came here and resurrected the Knicks. I am not saying it's an A-plus.
How is it better than what Tibbs did with the
Knicks?
Because
he had more wins.
Oh, but come on, look what Tibbs did.
He won 48 games to the Sacramento Kings. They were the Knicks when he got there.
The Knicks
were a circus.
You could not be worse than the Knicks were prior to Tom Thibodeau's arrival, and he built them into a consistent, sustained winner.
Well, but Brown didn't get the chance to do that because he was fired middle of year three. And by the way, to be fair to Tom, he might not have gotten to, but he's not getting to the Western Conference Finals like Tom did in the East. I get that, but I lean on COVID. And I'm sorry. And I like Tom Thibodeau, but when half the league was either whatever, floating around in space and not taking their job very seriously, Tom's greatest strength is getting a team to band together and play hard. And the Knicks won a lot because the rest of the league was indifferent to competing. So I respect Tom Thibodeau. Mike Brown's a lot better than a lot of people think. Bald-faced truth, he will be better than him.
Final one, Nick, what do you have?
Last one, BT. Yes. We'll go football for this one.
A little diversity here with him.
Yeah, mixing it up,
Nicky.
Garrett Wilson will have more receiving yards than Malik Nabers this season.
Garrett Wilson will have more receiving yards than Malik Nabers will this season. That is a bold-faced lie. Malik Nabers is phenomenal. And so is Garrett Wilson, by the way. But there's just something about Malik Nabers that strikes me as a little different. Now, the other aspect of this, too, different than Garrett, whether he's a little bigger, a little more wiggle, whatever, I'll let somebody else figure that out. He just looks different. When I watch him play, he looks different. Looks like a tougher matchup. And the Jets are going to run the football a lot more, I think, than the Giants will this year, which is obviously going to cut into Garrett Wilson's chances. Garrett Wilson's a really good player. I hope he stays. I believe they'll pay him. I believe Nabers gets more receptions and more touchdowns, all that stuff. Bold-faced truth.
Yeah, bold-faced lie, it would be,
I'm sorry,
right?
Well, however you frame that, I think Nabers has the better season.
For you, it would be a bold-faced lie.
Thank you. Good catch. Bold-faced lie.
I'm going to say bold-faced lie as well, and I think the biggest thing you touched on, these teams are built differently. The Giants are going to run through Malik Nabers. Their offense is going to go through Malik Nabers. They're going to force-feed him the ball. They have a veteran quarterback. I would be stunned if he stays healthy that he doesn't have a monster year. Like, Nabers is going to have a big-time offensive season. I don't think the Giants are going to be particularly good, even more so the numbers for Nabers to pile up. You're down in these games. You're throwing a catch-up. Giants should be able to pass the football, and I think Nabers is going to have monster numbers because of that, whereas Garrett Wilson, even though pound for pound, you could say maybe he's on par with Nabers. I don't think that he is, but at least he's close. They're not going to be throwing the football like that. A, their quarterback can't do it. B, their head coach wants to run the football, which is the right thing to do. So Wilson's numbers are going to be compromised. I still think good, but they'll be compromised. And you're talking about comparing them to Nabers, who has the potential to be one of the more elite offensive weapons in the league and put up the biggest numbers for a wide receiver.
You know, I love Malik Nabers. Yeah. You know, now we disagree with the concept of drafting a wide receiver, but I love the player, and I did going into the draft as well. I mean, we're a week and a half, whatever, two weeks away from camp starting. I've said this before. I think the Jets are going to look to run the football 32, 33, 34 times this year. As you pointed out, that's Glenn's MO. That's what Fields does. I think you get maybe 20, 22, 23 conventionally from running backs, and then you get the other 7, 8, 9, 10 from Justin Fields, who was going to run wild, or at least try to.
Good job, intern Nick. That was a nice variety of questions right there. All right, we'll get back on topic here, down with the king topic of the day when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.